Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, God bless you. Welcome again. This is Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're always happy to have you and you. Amen. And we ask you to call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Our desire is always that you get this truth from the grassroots level. And we want to each one to give you a biblical experience. Amen. The program subject, amen, at this time, and our study is, what is my next level? What is my next level? I came to Christ and Christ have done things for me. What God desire or what his approach is from each and every one of us. Father, we thank you right now, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to look upon each and every broadcaster tonight, each and every one that is here on this broadcast. Oh, God, look upon those that are designed to call. And, Lord, help us, oh, God, to get your will and understanding. The Bible says, get wisdom at all our getting, get understanding. And, Lord, we thank you for this day. And we thank you for this night, those that are calling in. God, continue to bless them and touch them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we know you're able to do everything but fail. Amen. And Lord, you created the earth and all the stars and the moon, and that wasn't too hard for us and for you. Oh, God, we thank you for being in the family of Christ. Oh, God, the church that you have called out and set apart. Oh, God, that we might have life and might have it more abundantly. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you and welcome again. Amen. We're working, amen, with your help and your prayers, amen. We're trying to go forward and always reaching out higher and higher in Christ Jesus to do the will of God. God always wants us to, amen, be a witness. Always want us to be a witness. Call a friend and tell a friend, amen, that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. We're looking at some scriptures, as always, and we're starting out in 1 John 3 and 7, and here's the gospel according to John, the Apostle John. Amen. He's writing to the church, as always, and we're going to just pick it up here in the third chapter of 1 John. He said, Beloved, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now we are the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that has this hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure. Whosoever committed sin, transgression also the law. Sin is the transgression of the law. And he knoweth that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth has not seen him, neither know him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that does righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committed sin is of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he may destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his sin remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. In this the children of God are manifested, that the children of the devil. Whosoever does not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. Amen. We're stopping here because of the fact we're looking at the Jesus came to better our life. He came to give us a better quality of life here on earth. In the beginning of time, amen, Adam and Eve, amen, they had the best quality of life. Amen. They lived in the garden, and all they had to do, it was a very responsibility, but God gave them the talent, and God gave them the skills to do what they had to do. Amen. Manage the Garden of Eden. Amen. And watch over it. Amen. Name and guide all God's properties and animals and the trees, agriculture. I mean, they did it all. They did it all. But what had happened when sin entered in the garden, things start deteriorating. Sin is a curse, and it goes against everything God wanted for mankind. Amen. Sin came to kill and to steal, amen, away from God's humanity. It came to take away what God had set up for man. What God had set up for man. So the quality of life, amen, in the area of what God wanted us to grow and be like, to flourish in his paradise, amen, beginning to deteriorate. So when Jesus showed up, amen, when Jesus came and he set up the church and he showed the work, amen, that God wanted, and that's why 1 John 5:7 said, amen. But this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he may destroy, amen, not break, amen, but destroy the works of the devil. So God wants to, amen, to restore your life, but he also comes to destroy the works of the devil, amen, in your life. Amen. God wants us to, amen, to flourish, amen, not just to be hold on to old things and things that we want to consider to work out of, And many of you know, amen, some of us hold on to things, we store up things, amen, we want to improve, amen, but there's some things God wrote, just God just wants you to get rid of, amen. He doesn't want you to hold on to habits and passions, amen, that's going to reflect back on who you used to be, amen. Paul said it, amen, very plainly in Philippians 4, amen. Paul has said it that in 4 and 12, he said, I know both how to be abased and I know how to be abound everywhere in all things. I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ which strengthened me. Now, Paul is a missionary, and he's an apostle, and like we was trained, amen, in the army, amen, and many of us know sometimes as parents, amen, we used to give up things for our family and our children, amen, learn how to adapt. So, but God, amen, through his son, Jesus Christ, amen, he knows we're putting things behind us. We're putting things behind us. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Amen. Paul said in Corinthians, old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. And we have to renew our mind daily. Daily. Amen. We got to examine. So if we're holding on to things, your next level, you should consider. Amen. You have to consider your natural walk with God. Amen. We spiritually, we've been born again. Amen. God love us. Amen. But there's some, we can't not hold on to natural old ideas or old environment when we know it can cause us, amen, to fluctuate back and forth through the old man. Amen. We are body, soul, and spirit. And the body is always subject to this world in these. Amen. The spiritual man, the inner man, we feed him daily. We walk, we continue to seek after God's word daily. Amen. But you still live in this world. You still live in this world. So Jesus came not only to give us a better victory over the natural man, amen. But we have to feed the inner man too. But we don't look at the natural man, amen, under Christ. Now, there's things out there in religion. There are other religions. You know, religion is something that it's almost like a habit. They worship other gods. Amen. But Jesus Christ is God. He is God in the flesh. Amen. So watch this. When Jesus came into this world, for example, when Jesus came in this world, if he was in the Joseph and Mary, they came in. They came to Bethlehem looking for a place to stay. And many of you know, if you travel any today and time, you always make preparation. You look for a place to stay before nightfall. Call family, relatives, and friends. But this happened at the time. There was no place to be found for Mary and Joseph. Amen. And when they did find a place, the owner of the hotel and the inn, he said, well, I got a place out here in the stable. They had finance. Amen. They was well equipped. These two families were well equipped. Amen. To God did not choose a family that was not aware of the Messiah. He did not send visions and dreams, amen, where the angels had to teach them day and night about the baby and go through arguments and go through all this scriptures and scrolls to prepare them. They was ready. Joseph was ready. Amen. And he did not abandon Mary. Amen. And during the time of betrothal. Amen. He stood by Mary and took on Mary as his wife. So here we are, two well-to-do families, but they did not, the time of the child to arrive, they had to find somebody. They had to find a place. And they ended up in the stable. Amen. In the barn. And God prepared. Amen. God prepared for the baby. Now watch this now. God prepared for the baby. Amen. And God always prepare. He always look ahead of your life. And he wants you to have the best quality of life. Amen. He know when you should be saved. He know that the family and friends, what they're going to encounter in the future. But they have to go on and follow what Jesus said. Amen. Notice in the second chapter of Matthew's, and we're just going to pick it up a portion here. In the 11th verse, it says now, and when they were come into the house, we're talking about the three wise men. The three wise men. After Herod finished talking to them and asking them if they find, amen, there was this king of the Jews, they were looking for the star. And when they searched and they found, amen, we're going to pick it up, amen, at the ninth verse. Let's say the ninth verse. When they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them until it came and stood over the young child where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshiped him. And when they had opened their treasures, now we got to stop right here now. God sent these two men. He sent these three wise men. Amen. Some say the kings, three kings. And they brought gifts. They brought gifts for this child. Amen. They brought gifts. Amen. Some say, well, okay, now, all right, he was a baby and a barn. He was a poor child. God wants us to be poor. Amen. God wants us to be needy all the time. God does not want me to be beyond the world needs, like the world living. Amen. But watch this. Now watch this now. God sent, and they told them about, they're going to be a king. They're going to be a king. Amen. And these men, they didn't come empty-handed. They didn't come to Jesus empty-handed. Amen. They brought gifts. And these are precious gifts. Amen. They brought gold. They brought frankincense and myrrh. And I began to research, you know, at the time today, amen, gold is over $1,000 an ounce. And many of you that were brought up many years ago, amen, about down in the 60s and 70s, amen, and 50s, a dollar was very strong in America. And gold, I don't know what the price of gold was during that time, amen, but gold today, an ounce, just an ounce of gold, amen, is over $1,000, over $1,000, $1,200, $1,500, amen, it fluctuates. Just an ounce of gold, amen. If he had a pound of gold, amen. If he had, amen, 40 pounds of gold, I don't know how much was in the bag, amen, amen. I don't know how much it was worth during that time. But an ounce of gold today, if you imagine in your mind, say, well, you had maybe about 100 pounds of gold, maybe four or five bars of gold. Or 10 bars ago, well, I don't know. I don't know. Amen. But he was well off. He was well off. Amen. Well, I was looking at one description was talking about, some say $4 million. Amen. And some of the go away, amen, saying, you know, that it was all various because when the baby amen, it had a dream, then they went, they took him into, the family went into Egypt. I don't know how much gold was in Egypt, amen. But notice here, frankincense, amen, is a very aromatic herb, very precious herbs, and myrrh. These two herbs here took care the medical part of the baby's life. Amen. It was talking about how frankincense and myrrh, amen, these two herbs were so powerful, it was almost like a cure-all, a panacea in medicine for curing everything you can think of. Amen. They're using it at that time. Amen. It's still today. Amen. Those of you that's in this study should go up, look at frankincense and myrrh. Amen. How they was good for the stomach, the headache. Amen. It was used. These herbs were used in time when Jesus was on the cross. The soldiers dipped some down in vinegar and myrrh and tried to put it in his mouth. He would reject it. Amen. So that God prepared for, amen, the baby Jesus' life and prepared the family because they had to move around. They had to move around. Amen. They stayed in Egypt. Amen. Until, because Herod was going around killing all the babies. Amen. They stayed in Egypt. Amen. Then they came back. Amen. But God gave the baby a better quality of life. God prepared the baby. Amen. Baby Jesus for quality of life. When Jesus came on the scene and worked with his apostles, amen, he had a house by the river. Amen. He took in the disciples from time to time, and along with Peter. Peter, he was a businessman. He was a fisherman, and he had a house in Joppa by the sea. Amen. So these men and things that work with Jesus and move around, God looked after them. God looked after them in the natural. So we're addressing in this program, amen, how God, amen, he wants you to have a better quality of life. That's your next step. That's your next level, your family. Paul was saying, if a man, amen, does not take care of his household, amen, he's worse than an infidel. Amen. That's your next level. That's your next step with Christ. Amen. Coming out from among things that you know. Amen. Those old attitudes. Amen. Your old guilts and your old faults and your old mistakes that you made. Might as well just go ahead and get over it and move on. Amen. And just let the Lord lead you, because he wants to help you. Amen. To be a good witness for him in the natural. Amen. In the natural. Well, you say, well, God ain't lead me into that. Well, when you get your, like Paul said, amen, in First John, Paul was saying in 3 John, he said, beloved, I pray that you prosper. Amen. And be in good health. Amen. As your soul prosper. Amen. Your next step is understanding, amen, that God wants you to have a better quality of life. Amen. If you don't need anything, you're not involved in any investments or nothing, you're satisfied, you're rested. Amen. What about your grandchildren? What about, amen, your wise man leaving inheritance, Proverbs says, amen, to his children. Amen. What about leaving something for the children? Laying up some property, some money. Amen. Some things for them that they can be a better person. They can be a better witness for God. You know how the economy is. You know how the world working, the world business. Amen. They need help. They need help. The better quality to improve their life in the natural. Amen. Even Jesus said that, Apostle John was saying here when we were reading, if a man, amen, see his brother. 1 John, the 3rd chapter, says, whosoever in this world hath the world goods and see his brother in need and shut up his bowel of compassion from him, how dwell the love of God in him? Amen. Amen. So there are some understanding. First, we have to get in our understanding. Amen. The better attitude about life, about others. Jesus made a comment about we need to love one another. Love one another. Love your brother better. Amen. Love your brother. Amen. Stop looking at what he used to be and where he is now. But, amen, some things that we're walking in and talking in, it's not because, we voluntarily got ourselves into this. Amen. These natural things, the jobs that we're holding, the community we live in. Amen. But we found ourselves in it. Amen. When we came to Christ, and the Lord wants you to, amen, come out of it. He wants you the best way you can. Amen. The best way you can, the Holy Spirit begin to lead him. Tide playing. Amen. What's your attitude about the church? Amen. What's your attitude, amen, about furthering the ministry of your local church? Amen. You got to keep it going for those that are coming behind you. Have a place to go. Have a place to go. Amen. Your attitude might be against men, the leaders. Amen. But you got to get a bad attitude about it. And what about giving? Giving to those you don't know. Amen. Once you examine, do a research and about people and their needs, amen, then be able to give to others and help better their life. And they can see the God in you. Jesus gave his life. Amen. God gave his life. And there's nothing wrong with us giving our time and talent to others. Amen. Be a servant. Jesus called us. He said, I call you no more friend. No more servant. I call you a friend. Amen. Those that are working. Amen. So your next step is a natural step. And the quality of what you have. Amen. How you're using what you have. Amen. To better others. First, you have to prepare yourself, your home. Get your home for all the insurances that you need if something should happen. Amen. To your car, your home. Amen. Even to your life. Amen. Better that. Get everything prepared there. Then after you get that prepared there, you got your savings. Your savings. You got all the savings, 3 or 4 months. Amen. 6 months saved up. You were working all your debt. Start on your debt. Amen. Start paying off the smallest bill first and work yourself up. You're out of debt. You got your savings. Amen. You're paying your tithes and your offering to God. And God is going to protect your stuff because he said if you do it, amen, I'll help you. But fight the devil. So now you're free to help others. Tithes is help fighting the devil. You know, anything the enemy does, amen. If the enemy, he fights in religion. He fights scripture. He takes scriptures. He started in the Garden of Eden, and he always been there. Amen. In religion. Everything God had done through his son, Jesus Christ, and Jesus brought the church in. Amen. And he set the church in to help quality, to better the quality of life with his people. The enemy come in and fight, say, oh, you don't need to get the church and the money. You don't need to go to be a part of any permanent house of prayer. Anything the enemy fights, amen. Once you find out, amen, that God loved you, God cared for you, and God forgave you of your sins, and he wants you to live better, have a better quality life in the natural, as well as spiritually overcoming your guilts and your faults and your back and your habits that you know that destroyed your life. Sin will tear you down. Amen. But God come to build us up. Faith is always moving forward. Faith is going forward all the time. Amen. So when you find, amen, that God is on your side. Maybe you went through a lot of things, and you have to say that, like Paul David said, if it had not been for God was on my side. Jesus is on your side. God is on your side. Amen. So when you find, amen, the enemy say, oh, I don't want you to be healed. Jesus came healing. After he teach and preach the word, he came healing. Amen. Anything to better quality of life, give you better quality of life, amen. Look at the cell phones. Amen. It's a better quality. Everybody, you know, it helps relieve the stress when you want to call people. Everybody, almost everybody has some kind of phone, cell phone. Amen. The television. Amen. Radios. Even now, we're working here, amen, on the studio, amen, through electronic means. We're working. So anything to better quality your life is your next step and your next level in Christ. Amen. Jesus came healing. He came helping his disciples. He did not destroy his disciples' business. Peter, they was all fishermen. And when they needed to pay taxes, Jesus told them where to go get the money to pay their taxes. When they was out working on time to time, Peter said, let's go fishing. And when they went fishing, Jesus told them, amen, did y'all catch any fish? He said, no, well, the fish is on this side. It's on the right side. Amen. And I know the brethren, the people, when they come to market, they say, oh, my God, here come these believers. They come in the market, and they flooded the market. Amen. So they had finance. Jesus had finance when he was a baby from the three wise men, the three kings. Amen. The gold, the frankincense, and the myrrh. They not only gave him natural money, the gold. Amen. Over could be, I don't know how many pounds of, how many ounces of gold it is. But they had frankincense and myrrh was known healing herbs during the time, during the Bible days. It still is. And it still is. So when you research what God had done, even from the baby Jesus of the time, amen. Always God has not forsaken his people. He's not forsaken his people. Never forsake the people. But we just have to watch. Amen. The Bible said, watch as well as pray. We have to watch and see what's around us that God trying to get our attention to better quality of our life. Amen. Like I said, if you pay off all your bills, pay off all your debt stuff, and the smaller debt, work yourself up. Saving is a way to get you out of debt. Saving is a way to get you out of debt. Not only that, but give you more confidence. Saving money. Amen. You have to get a better understanding. Amen. About money. Amen. Money is a tool. Money is a tool. Amen. It used. The devil said in the book of Revelation, amen, he's going to stop all the buying and selling. Amen. So the enemy knows. He knows that, amen, to get out of debt, to get the power, to shut down the economy, amen. He's going to cut off all the buying and selling. Revelation 13, amen, and 17 says that no man may buy or sell except that he had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Amen. That's where 666 come from. Amen. But God knows. Amen. Amen. Don't let I know when I first got saved, and amen, way back in the early part of the 80s and the evangelist moving around. Amen. A man approached me and he said, oh, evangelist, how you doing? Oh, this, that, and the other. We shake hand. And he said, you know, God don't want us to be own anything in this world. He don't want us to own nothing in this world. You know, I always hear God said, oh no man. They took the scripture out of context and everything. And I didn't know. I know I love God. I love God. And I was just giving my testimony. And when he got through with me, and I went to sit down with my aunt, I always pray and have Bible study. Amen. It's good to have a good mentor. It's good to have to know people that had the scars and the bruises in Christ. Amen. Didn't give up and didn't walk away. And you can lean and talk to them sometime. Amen. Good to know you know somebody you can call. Amen. And she straightened me out. She straightened me out. I said, where's that devil? Where that devil went? Amen. She wasn't shy calling a person a devil because she knew the doctrine that this man was going around spreading. Amen. Had disturbed me and many more. But that's what Jesus said. Jesus said, I come that you might have life. And they have it, what? More abundantly. More abundantly. How can we serve a God that don't want us to have nothing on this earth? And are the devil's people running around with brand new cars, new trucks, new boats, new homes, and away from home? And amen, he tempted Jesus with all that. But we going to a heaven, amen, got golden streets, pearls at every door, mansions. Jesus even told the disciples, for us, hey, I'm going to prepare a place for you. My father, how there are many mansions. So the enemy fights us. He fights us to better our economy, better our life. Amen. He come that, that's the next level. Look out, see what you're doing at your home, your family. Amen. Your health. Amen. Saving to get the stress off of you. That's the next level. That's the next level. Yes, you love God. You know the scriptures. Amen. You go to but God wants you to look at not only yourself, but help others. They help others. All right. All right. We want to open up the studio now, as always. We don't want to always give up. Thank God for those of you, amen, that are visiting back and forth, amen, here on Doctrine of Truth. And that's, we're about to spread the truth, amen, that you can be free. Those that, amen, the truth shall, amen, make you free. I'm saying truth shall set you free. Whatever we want you to be, amen, to live and walk in the truth, amen. We're, the studio now is open. We're going to the studio. And not only that, but those that would like to visit our website, go to www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. Amen. You can go down to the bottom and you can click on, amen, donations or comments. You can send an email. All right, we're in the studio now at 855-236-2252. Amen. Open it up and dial 1-347-215-8816. Amen. God wants you to have, amen. He wants you to go to the next level. He wants you to go to the next level. Amen. You can go to the phones now and press 1 on your phone, and we have the technician will type you in. Amen. We are on a different platform tonight in technology. Amen. We're growing to do better service. Amen. To get the word out and get the programs out. Amen. All right. You can press 1 on your phone. Amen. You might be asking, amen, this is, you know, we are body, soul, and spirit. Amen. God don't want you to neglect the natural man. Does not want you to neglect the natural man. Amen. Even Isaiah 1:18, the Lord said, come now and let us reason together. Amen. Amen. He said that at the end, he said, your sins can be like scarlet. Amen. But it be white as snow. Amen. But he said, you shall eat good of the land. Wherever you are, wherever you're listening to this broadcast, God wants you to better your natural man as well, your quality. Amen. He don't want you to be that the enemy keep you oppressed in anywhere. In healing, amen. In your living to support yourself, amen. Food and clothing, and the Lord will lead you. He will lead you. If you ask him, he will lead you. Amen. Through his Holy Spirit, he will lead you. He have not forsaken his people. He has not forsaken his people. All right. You can press 1 on your phone. Amen. You might have a comment or God has done something for you. Or you can give a testimony. Amen. We are like trees planted by the river of water. Amen. They bring forth his fruit in his season. Everybody's season is not the same. Everybody's season of growth is not the same. man, not the same. But you can look back in the time that you first got saved, and you can look at now and add it up and look at now. Amen. We're at area code 305. Our last four digits is 4271. 4271. God bless you.
Bishop, Bishop.
God bless you, Doc. How you doing?
Okay, all right. We thank God for the program tonight, and I'm really feasting on what you're saying there. You could have gone on, but I know you got to stay with you. You got to stay with your order.
Yes,
but, of course, I was getting so many flashbacks, and you know, it began to be unusual. I said, now, Lord, now what's the deal with this? The next level. Mm-hmm. So it dawned on me that we really need to go back to when we first came there, as though we had just come to know the Lord. You know, we go forward, but still let your mind go back, cause you know back then you want to be everything. You want to be pleasing to God. You want to know Him. You know, you want, oh, Lord, all in the daytime. Lord, Lord, touch my heart. Now you're already full of joy, but you want more. And that's where the Lord is, I feel, is wanting to take His church, you see. He wants us to, you remember we used to go out to church. We didn't have much, but we ironed them old khaki pants up and put on that old cotton shirt, and we went to church, and we feel good about it. And right there, that kind of jumped that at me when you were saying that Lord want to do something for us. See, God wants you to fix your, get your heart right. You see what I'm saying? So you can fix it. So you can walk like you ought to walk. And that's the difficulty I feel that we'll have, and I come to know even in myself, you know, if you want to worship God, and I mean you want to get in what I call a good presence, invite a good service, spiritual, the atmosphere just full of love. If you want to do that, you got to do what the word, take that word and eat it, let it cleanse you. See what I'm saying? Make you happy. I ain't talking about a happy where you eat this and you like the taste of things. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about joy within. You see what I'm saying? And even when your troubles come, because sometimes trouble come, Bishop, and man, they come like a flood, like they cover you. Saying, Lord, what's going on here? What did I do? Where did this come from? You see, but what's in you lifts a standard, you see, and you want the least little thing you say, talking to the wife, you say, oh, honey, did I say that right to you? You want everything. That's because of the love of God that's flooding your soul. And this is where the Lord wants the church, because we live in a time now that the world is speaking so loud. Loud in the White House, all trouble everywhere. You never heard of such. But God wants us to do what? Go to the level of what? Knowing that He's with us. Amen. Didn't He not say He'd never leave us, not forsake us?
That's
man,
true.
You can feel that. I do. Sometimes I be walking. And one other thing I want to say before I let you go is as you talk there, I thought about when I was a child coming up in the woods. I spent a lot of time in the woods. And Bishop, we call it a wilderness from the Bible. And you go down in the woods, everything changes. If you notice, your mind will quickly zoom out. You don't think about what's on the stove at home. You see what I'm saying? You don't think about the job. You in a different environment. You down with the. You don't know really what's down there, but you hear the snake singing and the everything else, little identify, but it's a peace that's down there. You see what I'm saying? Everything don't run away from you down in the woods in their environment. And you down there, it presents a whole different environment for you. And I think it listen to people that are listening, just try it. Go down, go to the park and go close to the woods. Look at the trees. Look at the natural colors. You mentioned God wants us to live naturally. You see what I'm saying? Get close to this. Look at this thing and see don't God begin to come close to you, begin to show you that. So I thought about all that while you was talking, Bishop. But anyway, I'm just enjoying it. How you doing?
All right. All right. God bless you. I can't complain. Amen. That was you tell God about it. Amen. Amen. Like you say, you know he listening. You know
yeah.
he listening. All right. We're going to go to 954-4427. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop. I too have been sitting and listening and really thinking about this the next level thing. And I tell you, to me, it's like the words say, you get to a place where in this, it's like the words are like fire shut up inside of you, and you can't hold. You don't want to hold it. It's like it's bursting out of you, and you know that because of what you've been through, you have been validated to speak with authority. Because see, it was the word in you that brought you through, and because of that now. You have a boldness in you that you want to share this word that's bursting out of you, that's like a fire inside, raging inside of you, and you get so now you want to seek out and get more of it, and so you're not only speaking it, and you're not concerned about those listening whether they amen you or not. You're going to speak it because it's like a fire inside of you. You move to a level that when that now you truly know that you're in the world, but you're not of the world because this word has brought you through and it has given you that authority that now you can walk in. You can speak it. In other words, you know what you know now. And It's just a burning thing inside of you. That's the next level that I feel about it.
All right, all right. As always, all right. We are those of you that are listening. You want to push one on your phone? Amen. We're talking about the next level that God wants us to be aware of as we grow. We live in this world, and one thing I know that. We're a body. All of us can agree that we live in a body. Amen. Our soul and spirit. Amen. As a spiritual man begin to grow, we'll be aware of that the enemy can't touch your body. He can't touch your body, but he can't touch your soul, your spirit. Amen. So once you come to awareness, amen, you can lay hands on yourself and release this body. Amen. The body is subject to this world, subject to the natural world, but it's not, amen. It won't pull your soul down. It won't pull your spiritual man down. But when you come to that understanding, amen, one of those areas, amen, and God wants us to live better in our environment. God wants to help you in your finance. He wants to help you in your health. He wants to help you, amen, get out of debt, amen, to save up money. The grandchildren, he wants you to get that to position. Amen. God, amen. When Jesus was born, I made a statement about the three wise men, how God had prepared the baby. Amen. Through gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Look up gold, look up frankincense and myrrh, and research that and see how powerful those herbs were. They're doing the Bible days, and they're still using it today. Amen. So when you get to that position, like the caller was saying, you can just speak the word. Amen. Your grandchildren need to have some. Speak the word. Amen. And God wants you to have a better quality. I know we get so spiritual and caught up. I know there's some religion where, amen, people, they just go out and work for their ministry. They give up their sacrifice. They live on the communion. They live in the church environment. They don't want no house or nothing. They make all the fun. Amen. They sacrifice all their living. Amen. Some type of religion. Religion is one of the biggest walls in the world. The devil come in religion. He stays in religion. But God come that we might have life. Amen. He want to have it more abundantly. He wants you to show the world, amen, that you have changed. You have changed. You might as well get over the past. Your past. Your past can hold you down and keep you in the same area you were before you got saved. Amen. God wants you to be a giver, a saver, an investor. Amen. And be able to let the world see you have changed. Amen. So that part of our life, once you get, the Holy Ghost is going to rise you up. He's going to show you vision and dreams anyway. Amen. He's going to show you about your life. Amen. All this fasting and praying, Holy Ghost, he will show you. He will show you about yourself. He'll show you about your shortcoming. He'll show you what you need to do to improve yourself. Amen. If you pray for others, you can pray for yourself. The natural man being attacked by the enemy. There's sickness everywhere. But we have to rise up and pray for the sick. Pray for yourself. And there are so many different devices out there that can help the man, can help the body. But that don't mean that does not say that you're not saved. This thing about you've been sick. Why did Jesus have us to pray? Call for the elder of the church, 5th chapter of James, and let him anoint with oil and pray over to have a better quality. Pray over the sick. Don't be sick always. The devil taught us to be the suffer. Taught us to be that suffer. Oh, well, I'm saved. God don't want me there. That's the number of the life of the devil. All right, I don't want to get cranked up here. I better slow down because we don't want to program. We can take two more callers. Amen. Let's press one on your phone. Amen. We can take two more callers. Amen. And our technician would put you in. Amen. All right. Okay, 954-4427.
Yes, yes, it's the wonderful thing. I think you talk about levels. When you get to that level where you understand that now you know that you are a spirit living in a physical body, and now your spirit has gotten your body wherein that it acknowledges the fact that you're spiritual, living in a natural world, and that this body is your earth suit on loan to you for the time that you are here on earth. And every day, each day is another test for you to walk in righteousness, to live the godly life. That's what this physical body is about. You're being able to demonstrate daily that you can walk in righteousness, you can live the righteous life, that you no longer conform to this world, but you are living the godly life according to his word, being obedient to his word, and you got this flesh under authority now of your spirit, and no longer is the flesh telling the spirit, but it is now listening to the spirit and being guided by the spirit.
Amen. Amen. All right. 305-4271. All right.
Bishop, I just want to repeat really what you were just saying about owning things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I come head to head with that a few days ago, and the Spirit, what God wants us to understand our place here in this world. While we're on earth, Jesus said that you might know the Father. You see, you remember the early church, you just said if you walk like God walk and you do what he said. I remember Ella Hampton used to say, you can command ye him. That's what God wants us to go to. so that when we talk to him, we don't have to ask and suggest. We just say, Lord, just ask him what you want, and you receive. And see, that's what the scripture was talking about. Say, you have not because you ask not. And when you ask, you see what I'm saying? God wants us to get in that place where we, unlike the world, you can work and get money, and you get stuff, and you have to have a whole lot of attachment when you buy it and pay for it and struggle for it. But God wants you to have what you want to have, but he don't want nothing to have you. That's what he had trouble with Israel about, with Ida God. You see, so for this program, it's a great, I think it's a great picture, if you will, in this time, because I don't think nobody we talk about, Lord, bless me, but you have he give you what you need, and you don't have to ask, but you got to do what he said do. You got to focus on him. You got to what? You got to commune with him. You got to talk with him, you see. You got to humble yourself, and that's the biggest thing. And and one thing that came back to my mind when I was sick in the hospital, God, what, healed me. But you know what the thing that blew my mind was that he talked through me using my voice to heal me. You get that? Mm-hmm. And that just, every time I thought about it, I said, man, what is this? And this is what God wants. He wants to get to the place that he want to have joy. He said he'll never leave us. It's a joy there that must be there. That's what I want to say, Bishop.
All right. Get to the point where you get that spiritual man talk to the natural man.
That's right.
Get in line now. Amen.
That's right.
Amen. I was talking about to sneak away a little bit, but you hit on a subject. Amen. We can get over the natural man. The natural man, amen, he was under wrong instruction. Amen. But the Holy Ghost came in. Amen. Now we got to, like John said, that John the Baptist said, I must decrease in order for him to increase. Amen.
Uh-huh.
God never leave you in debt. He never leave you homeless. Amen.
Oh,
the devil just laughs when he see the saints out there begging and going, all right, I don't want to get started. We got to get the prayer right now. All right, Doc, go ahead and give us a short prayer, and we can go to another prayer after this.
Lord, we are grateful for this coming together over the airway one more time. We thank you for listening to the program today, and we feel assured that we know you're listening at this time. Bless all those on the airway, all those who listen. Brother Hester there, I think I heard his voice. Bless him again, Father. Bless Bishop and his family and all those that are paying attention. And we grab hold to this gospel because we believe it's the will of God that we hear, we participate, we do and move about, that God will touch us in these last hours. We know that we are secure and don't have to worry because Jesus is Lord. Thank you, Father. In your name we pray. Amen.
All right. 954-4427, very shortly. Prayer. Amen.
Father God, thank you. Thank us for the broadcast. We appreciate, Lord God, being able to share with one another the wisdom that you instill in us. We pray, Father God, that we be obedient to your word, that we continue to grow spiritually, that, Father God, we will speak with wisdom, sharp iron sharpening iron. Lord God, that your will be done in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You can go to Blog Talk Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com, and you can hit Doctrine of Truth, Bishop Poole, to hear this broadcast again in its entirety and many more. Amen. As over the years of your support, thank God for you. We've been trying to send out gifts. Amen, to support, amen, all of you, amen, and we are using what the Lord has given us, amen, and help us one to another, amen. God bless you and love you, amen. Remember, God has given us the power. God has given you the power, Amen. So use it to better yourself. God bless you. Until next time, Bishop Poole, Doctor of Truth.